There are almost as many kinds of birders as there are birders, but they fall into two basic categories. The birding travelers, who wander all over the country or the world and have either a cursory or a good knowledge of a huge variety of birds. And then there's the more sedentary birders, who stay close to home, learning more intimately a smaller number of birds. Emily Dickinson probably never thought of herself as a birder at all, but she wrote so many poems about the birds she found near her home, and she showed such an intimate knowledge of their habits and needs that she would most certainly now be considered a great naturalist and birder. But her understanding of birds went deeper than just what birds look like and do. As a poet, she showed us what birds mean to us. Her poetry, written in the mid-1800s, still has a powerful resonance a century and a half later. Emily Dickinson never titled her poems or collected them into works. They were numbered after her death. I particularly like number 1102, about a pitiful dead bird. His bill is clasped, his eye forsook, his feathers wilted low, the claws that clung like lifeless gloves, indifferent hanging now. The joy that in his happy throat was waiting to be poured, gored through and through with death. To be assassin of a bird resembles to my outraged mind the firing in heaven on angels, squandering for you their miracles of tune. My favorite of all Emily Dickinson's poems is her number 254. It makes me think of the mourning dove who, like her little bird, sings an ethereal song that warms our hearts while asking very little in return. Hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the tune without the words and never stops at all. And sweetest in the gale is heard, and sore must be the storm that could abash the little bird that kept so many warm. I've heard it in the chillest land and on the strangest sea, yet never in extremity it asked a crumb of me. That was Emily Dickinson, and I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.